For us, the circular economy piece is really on utilizing the opportunities out of the sustainability strategy and create businesses from that. So this is a clear business strategy for us.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.
Welcome to the key talks of Circulace Summit 2024. Circulace is a leading circular economy network driving innovation and collaboration across industries. Before we start, I have an offer for you. If you're looking for an actionable one-pager of the following talk, sign up for the newsletter at www.circularity.fm. Let's start with the speaker presentation provided by the moderator, Laurent Frederic Lohmann from 4P Capital.
Carl-Luis Rieger is the managing director at Vepa Ventures. Now, Vepa Ventures is a family venture capital firm backed by the European family business Vepa Group and invests directly in European early stage startups as well as invests indirectly opportunistically. Their investments include Surplus, Resourcify 1.5, fellow investor, and Waze. And with that, Carl-Luis Rieger, please welcome him on stage.
Hello to everyone. Pleased to be here. I'm talking about family businesses transformed towards circularity and why family businesses might have a certain right to talk about circularity might become even more obvious if you look into the GDP data of 90% of GDP in Germany is created by German family businesses, right? So, I mean, we all know those figures. And let me quickly go on to that one because I feel like we talked about this already a little bit, right? So population grows and we are consuming a lot. And to be frank, I mean, like we are consuming over already today. So, I mean, we are all aware of that KPI that is created by the Global Carbon Footprint Network, which is the Earth Overshoot Day. And the Earth Overshoot Day basically tells you, I mean, like how many products, how many services you consume over a year that cannot be reproduced, ergo are not done from renewable resources. And I mean, like right now in 2024, we are consuming roughly 1.75 Earths. And I mean, it becomes even more obvious if you look into the population growth. I mean, like that will be even increasing more strongly over the next couple of years. And it's predicted to be, I mean, like as soon as we hit 10 billion people on the planet, I mean, like we will be consuming 2 Earths plus. And a couple of days and a couple of weeks back, I mean, like we had Joschka Fischer around. And Joschka Fischer, for the younger ones who don't know him yet, he is a former minister in Germany. He's also a very relevant person for the Green Party here in Germany back in the days. And he put it extremely simple. I mean, he said, we cannot continue how we are consuming today, and we have to transform from a linear to a circular economy. And it sounds even more obvious if you look into the data from my perspective. Why Vepa is looking into it. And just to give you a little bit of background of Vepa, Vepa is a German-based family business. We are now active in 14 European locations, and the business we are doing is hygiene paper. And you might be surprised, paper is quite a circular product itself. I mean, like, how do you get paper and how do you produce hygiene paper, for example, from that is from forest, but also from recycled paper. And paper for recycling is a quite interesting piece because we are using that all today already. I mean, like, paper for recycling is a source of material coming from magazines, from newspapers, from all the nice copies and printouts we did back in the days, right? And Vepa, as a family-owned business, 75 years ago founded, was taking on that journey already in the 1950s. And from the 1950s, I mean, like, they were very much looking into all the discussions on how do we can close loops already in a recycled way and in a recycled manner. And one of the key innovation that was also awarded by the German Nachhaltigkeitspreis, for example, is a hygiene paper done out of cardboard. And you might be surprised if you think of all the Amazon boxes and packages you might have somewhere in your basement. I mean, I'm one of them as well, unfortunately. Think of it, that's not a material you might want to have at your nose, right, and sneeze into it. However, I mean, like, Vepa now is capable of producing hygiene paper tissue from those cardboard, which is quite a nice recycling and reusable strategy we undertook. However, I mean, we want to drive that further, and we want to really diversify in circular economy, close loops, create opportunities, be part of the solutions. And this is basically the outline of our strategy. I mean, this is a paper machine, and we are looking into the circular economy, of course, very much aligned and linked to our own value chain, right? So it's a little bit opportunistic. So, however, we are also thinking about what are business opportunities arising from there. And we have a strategy that's basically put on three different pillars. So we will be looking into business development opportunities basically close to our core value chain. And this comprises topics around circular fibers. I mean, like, fiber is a big topic we have to manage. We will be looking into anything related to water. I mean, if there's anyone around here that is looking into water topics, I mean, like, I would be extremely interested in talking about this. I mean, like, how do you want to treat and recycle industrial wastewater is, from my perspective, a big wave that is not yet super very much discussed yet. However, we feel there is a big water wave coming up here. And of course, we will be talking about our own side streams and all the discussions on trash, right? So trash is probably one of the biggest topics we have to manage at Vepa as well, but also as a society. We at Vepa, we have roughly 60 waste categories, and you might be surprised. I mean, we are using pulp, we are using recycled paper, but there's a lot of plastics in there as well, if you think of all those newspapers coming into our factories. And we want to do quite some stuff with the recycled rejects out of our plastic fractions, and we feel like there's a big opportunity to really work on that. So that's on the business development side. We will be looking into renewable energy generation. So, I mean, like, we are developing a off-site renewable energy infrastructure at the moment. I mean, like, that's probably a no-brainer if you think about coming towards a more carbon-neutral production process. However, a little fruit for thought here is as well. I mean, like, think about off-site renewable energy generation also circular. I mean, there's a big opportunity from my perspective upcoming in terms of how do we recycle all the PV and wind infrastructure we have nowadays. And lastly, this is on venture capital, so this is all on our circular economy enabler technologies, and this is what we are looking for, investing into startups that enable us to create a more circular value chain at Vepa, and we want to be part of that. So in a nutshell, it's fairly simple. How do we work with us? You can build with us, you can cooperate with us. We like to invest into fairly young companies as well. We have 21 portfolio companies right now, and very much open to get circular and to get in touch with you guys.
Can I ask you a question as well? It's going to be an unfair one because it's huge and we only have a minute left. But you guys are at the forefront of enabling innovation within your sector because of what you do. Now, let's imagine I'm a family business in my own sector, and I want to become one of the thought leaders in circular economy like you are. What easy or maybe quick first steps would you suggest I take in the implementation of this?
Before implementing that, I mean, like, fairly easy answer is create a corporate strategy, make a strategy explicit to the company as well, probably align it with your sustainability goals you have as a company, and those sustainability goals are probably fairly easy to derive depending on where you are at the value chain. Because luckily, most of the people, especially in the family business space, they have now certain customers that require them to fulfill any of the sustainability goals. And then, so this is how we did it. I mean, like from the sustainability strategy, we derived our circular economy strategy because we feel like sustainability is, of course, a big concept, right? It includes a lot of topics. But for us, the circular economy piece is really on utilizing the opportunities out of the sustainability strategy and create businesses from that. So this is a clear business strategy for us. And probably this would be my suggestion.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you.
This was one out of eight episodes from Circulate Summit 2024 in Munich, Germany. If you want to get the actionable one-pager from this talk, sign up to the Circularity FM newsletter. You can find it at www.circularity.fm. Let's drive a profitable circular economy. And please don't forget, the most abundant renewable resource is your imagination.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.